Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Okay, is it trying to tell me it's not doing the intro music again? I mean,
no, intro
okay,
music
wow.
Again. I didn't hear nothing.
Wow.
Nothing.
Monster's
I was like, A-A-A. Ready.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Make your own music. Right. Make your own music. Monstrously.
So, all right, let's just go ahead and jump into a track right quick. And then when we come back after this track, we're going to go ahead and open it up. You know how we do it around here. We like to take care of those who actually participate in the show and the things that we got going on. So, all right, check it out. Who's this artist I got up first for y'all? Check it out. Matter of fact, I'm going to let them tell you who they are. Monstrous Radio Live right here.
Yo, what's happening? It's your boy BF Me.
Hey, what's going on? It's the boy YR.
Yeah, and it's the one and only XO.
And we the Bass Fiends.
And you can find more of our music on SoundCloud.com/Bass Fiends Music. And you can hear more from the Bass Fiends with my man DJ E Monster on Monstrous Radio. Radio with a roar.
That's love. Check them out. It's called One Night. Monstrous Monday!
I want your body right now. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Only got one night in time. So why don't you get up and come down? Cause I want your body right now. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Only got one night in time. So why don't you get up to get down?
Yeah. Okay. I know it's late, it's midnight, it's not known. Still slid the text over saying, can you slide through?
Yeah.
It might be good, cause she replying quick and shit. Thinking about all the different ways I'm about to hit this shit. Like a dance move, spread your leg, do the splits and shit. Said she saw that online, I don't mind doing different shit. Them clowns on recline, I'm on climb when I'm giving it to ya. Don't let this gentleman shit fool
you. Are you up right now?
Keep it low key though. Hey, it's a party, it's a party, it's a party. I brought a party pack, don't be shy if you wanna partake. I'm not a classic man, bend it over, baby, can we get ratchet? Damn. Girl, that booty got guards, pop a perk, I'ma make your ass work for it. Can you come through?
Are you up right now?
I'm a star, even in the dark, I'ma shine. No playing games, girl, I'm on the move, I ain't got the time. So, when you pull up, no small talk, you know how I do. Cause I ain't got too much shit to say to you. I take all your clothes off, I break all the rules. I'm all in your pearl, girl, I'm loving your dreams.
Come through. Are you up right now? Get up to get down.
Fiend, and it's called One Night, featuring C.R. Crucial. Get in. Uh-huh. So, all right, Monstrous Monday. You know how we do it around here. You like that one? You like that?
I like that. I like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That had me shimmering and shaking and, you know, one about to want to drop it. You're like, wait, can't drop it, though. Man, I better get up today. Okay. But, yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Right, okay. Gave me that monstrous vibe. That's what it do.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what we try to do around here. We try to give y'all that music that'll give y'all that feeling, that'll make you feel good. I'm just saying.
It makes you more feel good.
You know how we do it. We're coming off the weekend. So, hey, we got to tell y'all about what went down over the weekend. We got to tell you, get y'all ready for what's coming up throughout this week. Because, hey, we can't just have y'all going to work all slumped. Like, oh, I don't want to be here. No. You listen all every night of the week. You will have things to talk about at the water cooler. You will be the first one at work. If you used to be late, you will be the first one at work talking about, I got some shit to tell y'all. They was talking about last night on the show. Ooh, wee, these fools right here. You there? So, all right, stick with us. We got some what? We got the weather report. What else we got coming up, Miss Unbelievable? We got a lot of things.
We got
a lot of y'all.
Oh, we got some. You ready? We got some who's bumping who, who's getting fat. We got some updated news that went down on the television. You know, we got some, you know, grown-up conversation that will help you out wherever step of the lifestyle you in. So stay tuned because we got you. We got you.
Right here on Monstrous Radio Live.
So check it. Hit us up. 424. Wait. I'm giving them the number before you play that track. Hit us up, 424-243-9649. Press 1. Get monstrous with us. There you go, boo. Go ahead. Go ahead, boo. Make that happen for the boos and the dudes and the who's highs out there that's listening.
Pimplin, did you just call me boo?
I did.
That's sexual harassment, man.
All right. Guess who you could take it out with?
We need to call somebody. Oh, we got to call somebody.
Let me tell you who you could call. I got that number. You want to know whose number you can call?
What number we're calling?
These nuts. 1-800-CHEESE-NUTS. They'll answer anytime, any given time, any hour. Anytime, day or night.
Montana. Mike Rebel, you know what it is when you hear that.
Oh, stop, you fool.
Cool Lottie, 8 bullets in a shoddy. Family out in Cali. Tryna move them on to Sally. Leave the children with the nanny. I could spit that revolution. It's the how you twerking to it. Afternoon party, Cool and Dre was on the music. I'm a smart nigga, but my chopper acting stupid. Trauma made me do it. Please don't make me do it. Banging on them tapes with face to face. It's only music. Come on, man. I'm Cool Lottie. Man, I be whatever since I got the bracelet off me. I be in the desert, not Dubai, Abu Dhabi. Out there with them devils screaming on Lift Gaddafi with a cup of Turkish coffee. Boo, how you feel, uncle? Need to drop a slave talk. We done took the long road. Show you how the kings walk. It's a queen thing. Mama, take them jeans off. Blow you with that dress on. Mama, fuck them press on. Fiends was coming after me like, I wanna rock. When I say, I'm on the clock, I'm on the block. Watching that vibe when a nigga roll by and stop. Hey, you turn, nigga. Who turn? Got a new burner. Put it in the street like, who them niggas? Man, nobody know that car. Over here, that's deep. I left, but I ain't that far. I'm gone, but I don't stay gone. My hood is like the radio, man. Every day, the same song. Every day the same song.
My hood is like the radio, man. Every day the same song.
Magnum Cool Lottie, 8 bullets in a shoddy. Family out in Cali. Tryna move them on to Sally. Get your 47. Be the children with the nanny. I could spit that revolution. It's the how you twerking to it. Magnum Cool. Magnum Cool
Lottie, you know what?
Magnum Cool. Magnum Cool. Magnum Cool
Lottie.
Montana, televise the revolution. revolution, 100 Muslims, Big Ben, Rick Rubin, Castro, 100 Cubans, Tucker, Raekwon, Cuban links. Hop out the Wraith to the ghost face. Eagle in my arm, I perform like 96 Michael, Virginia sniper with the rifle. Jay-Z, I want my title. Heroes turn to rivals. White T with their face on the hood like the radio. Every day the same song. Left shooter, mice on. Glow with no ice on. Watch face flawless. VVS, bezel python. Gone like Cartagena. Neck frozen, Aquafina. Hall of Fame, but hit it in the hall like Regina. Cash no water. Snatch his whole body, illest shit you ever seen. Talking Mecca or Medina. Get love from everybody in the Houthi or the Gotti. Realest shit you ever seen. Coke boy team, Montana.
Magnum cool Lottie. 8 bullets in a shotty. Family out in Cali. Cali. Trying to move them all to Saudi.
Catch it 47.
Be the children with the nanny. I could spit that revolution. It's the how you twerking to it. Magnum cool. Magnum cool. Magnum cool.
Lottie. You know what?
Magnum cool. Magnum cool. Magnum cool.
Lottie. Lottie. Go pieces.
Magnum cool. Magnum cool. Magnum cool. Magnum cool. Magnum cool. Magnum cool. Revolutionist. The how you twerking to it. Twerking to it. Twerking to it.
Yeah. Monstrous Monday. Monstrous Radio Live. Was the underground players are above ground. Making quakes. I got some more hot music for y'all coming in. This right here is Zoe Dallas. You know I got mad love for him because, you know, I spun behind him when he came to the Twin Cities. So check him out. Zoe Dallas, Moneybags, or Moneybag Yo. This is called Moonwalk. Monsters Radio Live coming to you from the Twin Cities, Minneapolis and St. Paul. And the surrounding suburbs. What
DJ Mike Jason. Yeah, moonwalk, 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 moonwalk. Yeah. Billie Jean, moonwalk, moonwalk, moonwalk. Diamonds on my neck, dance like Mike Jackson. Diamonds on my wrist, dance like Mike Jackson. Moonwalk, 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 moonwalk. Yeah. Billie Jean, moonwalk, moonwalk, moonwalk. Bought my first gun with them pieces. In love with the money, no secret. Diamonds so wet, I get seasick. Pass on your hole like a flea flick. We play the corner strategic. I be on that the road Revis. Run through the checkup and Nemus. Strap with the deal with the ring and scheming. I make my young nigga fuck up your day. Nigga talk shit and get hit with the cake. Mansion party in LA for the day. Could fill up a fish tank with all this rosé. Lil' bitch say she never been to one. Nigga say you got a strap, but I got a bigger one. Draco in a duffel bag. Nigga better get you one. Sauce honey puss assholes like a Cinnabon. I don't really listen to the goon talk. Springfield make a nigga moonwalk. I don't really care about the tool talk. Broke hoes made my dick too soft. Money on my head, wanna see me dead. I'm tryna take a nigga roof off. Take a nigga bitch, he a goofball. Blue hunters, pockets full of Snoop Dogg. Diamonds on my neck, dance like Mike Jackson. Diamonds on my wrist, dance like Mike Jackson. Yeah, moonwalk, 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 moonwalk. Yeah. Billie Jean, moonwalk, moonwalk, moonwalk. Diamonds on my neck, dance like Mike Jackson. Diamonds on my wrist, dance like Mike Jackson. Moonwalk, 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 moonwalk. Billie Jean, moonwalk, moonwalk, moonwalk.
Backwoods, stuck crust, filled up, moon rock.
Real big blunts in the field, though, good smoke.
New Jimmy Choo's cost $2,000, two walk.
Just for me to step on the pavement.
Ay. Call me Bag the Builder, I will keep a two cop.
I will keep the helm on me, you can get nailed.
Higher than a pop star, MJ, moonwalk.
Backslide, backslide, moonwalk, ho.
Jackets on me, got a lot of zipper, feeling like Thriller.
Working on red, man, feel like a dead man.
I hit the scene larger than life, Godzilla.
Big nigga, big fat, big fat
homie. My new bitch got a chick, we in Vegas at a nice villa.
I'm in Nevada, I'm with a little model.
I'm too sauced up, if she act heavy, I spill her.
Wait, sir.
I always had faith, now riding in a Wraith on a walk. To my safe, do the money dance. Shoot first, don't think. Keep the ratchet with me like I'm fixing on the sink. My shit clear every time a nigga blink. Bread gang, I tell it to the ink. Money bag on the streets, most wanted. Dead man in my pocket, I'm honing.
Diamonds on my neck, dance like Mike Jackson. Diamonds on my wrist, dance like Mike Jackson. Yeah, moonwalk, 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 moonwalk. Yeah. Billie Jean, moonwalk, moonwalk, moonwalk. Diamonds on my neck, dance like Mike Jackson. Diamonds on my wrist, dance like Mike Jackson. Moonwalk, 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 moonwalk. Billie Jean, moonwalk, moonwalk, moonwalk.
Yeah. So, all right, I got one more to play. We're going to switch lanes a little bit. Then we're going to come back, open up the line, see what Miss Unbelievable got going on. So check it out. This is Weedy. It's called That's Bay. It's the clean version. Monsters Radio Live. Online radio with Aurora. Make sure you let us know how you feel about these tracks. If you don't like it, send us a message at monsterusradio@gmail.com. We get too many of them, they ass out of here. But for now, let us know. This is Weedy. It's called That's Bay. Do we keep them? For real.
That's my little devil. I know she bad. That's my little devil. Be about the money. Stay on it. Yeah, that's big. That's my little devil. Yeah, that's big. That's my little devil. I know she bad. That's my little devil. Be about the money. Be about the money. Yeah, that's big. That's my little devil. Be 100. That's an understatement. Bitches bought a Benz. That's a money statement. I just left the plug. Bought 100 cases. So much drink up in it, I can serve 100 patients. With B, shorty straight out the B. She be checking for daddy, calling throughout the day. Bill for whipping cars, she go rent me them cars. When I'm up in the zone, she go get me them balls. I don't like it when you mad at me. I love it when you call me Big Daddy. Bigger take a lot of A's. One time for them bricks. Yeah, that's big. That's my little devil. I know she bad. That's my little devil. Be about the money. Stay on it. Yeah, that's big. That's my little devil. Yeah, that's big. That's my little devil. I know she bad. That's my little devil. Be about the money. Be about the money. Yeah, that's big. That's my little devil. Be lawyer with Sever. Come through in the clutch. Screaming out of my name. All she do when we me gon' get it back up. She want to when we be all in the car. Act a fool when we rush. Keep a bag just in case I catch me a case. Bay posting that bail. Ain't no sitting in jail. Me gon' get us a victim. Bring her back to the crib. She got front, I got back. That's how real slave. I love her cause she got her own. I love her cause she putting on. We be all up in the kitchen. I be all up in that. Got that in our submission. Whoa. Yeah, that's big. That's my little devil. I know she bad. That's my little devil. Be about the money. Stay on it. Yeah, that's big. That's my little devil. Yeah, that's big. That's my little devil. I know she bad. That's my little devil. Be about the money. Be about the money. Yeah, that's big. That's my little devil. Yeah, that's big. That's my little devil. I know she bad. That's my little devil. Be about the money. Stay on it. Yeah, that's big. That's my little devil. Yeah, that's big. That's my little devil. I know she bad. That's my little devil. Be about the money.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
about that money. I like that. She bought the money. Absolutely. Absolutely. No other way, babe. Yeah. No other way. No other way. If you ain't got no money coming, please stay on over there. Stay on.
So I
stay on over there.
That's Weedy. The artist's name is Weedy. The track is called That's Bay. Make sure you check him out. And when you do, hit them up and let them know, hey, big homie, we heard your music on Monsters Radio Live. So what we got now? Okay, what we got? The weather report. Monsters Radio weather report. What's going on with the weather in our little global areas?
Hey, y'all. I still got my job, y'all. I had a bomb weekend with my food stamps. Woo, woo. But anyway, here we go. Minneapolis is sitting at beautiful 77 with this nice, lovely breeze. So if you out there, enjoy it. It is fantastic, fabulous. Hey, London, where someone I know, I ain't going to say who, going to be there pretty soon, is sitting at a 68, Powdery, 67, and our sister station where Jazzy B is, it's 83, and they got thunderstorms again. So, hey, they're getting a lot of rain, you know. So, hope everyone is safe. Thanks.
Right. Okay, there y'all go. There you go. There's your weather report and all our little hot spots. So, okay. So, let's see what next. Well, Well, I guess we got one more breather to do, don't we? But we don't got to get to it just yet. We still got a little bit of time. So let's see. What else we got going on? looks like we got a caller. I think this caller is a regular. So you think we should just go over here and check in with them right quick? They just called in right now. Let's put them on the spot right now. See what they got going
right now.
On.
Let's do this. Right now.
So what's good? How you doing? You made it.
Hey, E-Monster. I knew you knew it was me. you said that because it's a regular, so I knew it was you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, girl, what's crack-a-lackin', guys, man?
Hi, what's crack-a-lackin'?
Yep, I miss talking to you guys. I miss talking to y'all last week because y'all didn't have control.
Oh, because you... but I told you what to do. Did you follow instructions? Did you follow instructions? I said, listen to the archives, girl. Listen to the archives.
Yep, I say that all the time.
Okay.
You guys know I say that all the time. What's crack-a-lackin'?
So do you like how you sound when you listen to yourself back on the archives?
You said, would I listen to myself on the archives?
Yeah, when you listen to the archives on Monday night, do you like how you sound? Because, I mean, that's the main thing I like. Even though I'm on the air, I know it sounds funny to people. But, yes, I do listen to the archives. Just to see, you know, I'll go back a week or so. Okay, how was I feeling on a wet, we won't say that one. How was I feeling on a Takeover Tuesday? 2 weeks ago.
Yep, yeah.
And I can tune
in. Yep, on a takeover,
and see if I was in a good mood.
Yeah.
So when you listen, I mean, do you sound how you expect yourself to sound?
Usually I don't like myself after the, how I sound after on the, but because I listen to it. And I tell myself, why do you have to do that to me, man? My mom tells me that all the time. I don't like it. But she always tells me that.
Right.
You're going to say the same thing. Man, y'all are messing with my mind.
Yep. So what's going on? How was your weekend?
It was good. I was with I spent time with my fiance last weekend on Saturday.
Okay.
And we went to do, they're doing the music at the Cup Woods in Crystal on Fridays and Saturdays. So we went to that.
Okay,
inside the coffee shop. Huh?
What kind of music they got? They got music with backup dancers? They got rappers? I mean, what kind of music is you talking about? At the Cub Food?
No, it's like like R&B music type. Yeah, they're going to be there again this coming Friday. Friday night from 5 to 7.
Okay.
And I try Silas. Silas is one of Brandon's, his brother. And then, Kel's on keys.
So, I mean, y'all would just so happen to be at Cub Foods and they was just jamming out?
Actually, I was saying I wanted to go because I wasn't sure what it was. And then we watched them play and stuff.
So you seen promo for it on the internet or something?
Yeah, they sent it on Facebook, and then I always put on my whenever I'm in Baltimore, I always put where I'm at, every location I'm at, so people know where I'm at. It's every Friday and Saturday at the Cub Foods in Crystal from 5 to 8.
It's all right. Y'all have to advertise it. They're not sending in no sponsor money. Don't worry about it. If people find it, just look up. Artistry on Cub Foods, and people will find it. They'll find it.
Yeah.
So, so what else is going on with you?
I went to Mystic yesterday, and.
Uh-oh.
I went to the. Mystic, yeah, you know, I told you that I went to. Yep, Mystic Lake. People always say, if you don't win, it's a mistake. Why do you come here to a mistake?
Why? It's Mystic if you win, it's Mistake if you lose.
Yeah. Yep, and then I lost half of my money there. Well, I spent I think I spent at least $30 there. But...
Okay. Would you watch it for a
usually
while?
Usually I spend more. If I have more money, I spend more. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Was you out there for a long time?
We left at, I got done doing the slot machines at, 6:53.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I was ahead of, I had, huh?
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was saying that I was ahead a couple of times on one of the slot machine games, but then I mostly spent all that because I also wanted to get more of my points on my card too. But
oh, okay, okay.
And then otherwise, if I didn't spend all of it, or even though right now I have 20 something left of from that, that I if I didn't spend all of the 88 from it, I could have brought home the 88 and it could have altogether. I would have had that $108, but I didn't.
Oh, see, I know when to stop.
Know when to walk away. Know when to run. You can't count your money when you're sitting at the table.
Okay, so you're starting to sound as bad as I did.
So, that's just you're saying Kenny Rogers. You're saying Kenny Rogers going to a rap and R&B show.
We play country too with Regina.
Would you play Alan Jackson? You don't even play Alan Jackson for me.
Well, I don't got no Alan Jackson.
You said that's country.
I don't think I heard no Alan Jackson that's good. I said it had to be good.
What?
I don't know Alan Jackson. I don't know him like that. We didn't go to that same high school.
That's so disrespectful.
I don't know him.
Just wow. That's all I'm going to say. Just disrespectful.
I know Alan Jones.
No, he's not disrespectful at all.
He went to the country, but he was in prison. He was not a singer. He was not out there singing. They sent him to the country, but he went to prison. His name was Alan. It was something else. So I don't know this Alan guy. Is his music good?
He sings Chattahoochee way down yonder on a Chattahoochee. It gets hotter than a hoochie coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. Got a little crazy, we never got caught. You don't remember that song. Everyone knows that. People laugh at me all the time when I sing that Chattahoochee. Or way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Yep, it gets hotter than Hoochie Coochie.
That sounds like one of them records. That sounds like one of them records your parents had that you wasn't supposed to listen to, but you was in the back giggling anyway. I ain't heard that song before.
That's why I said you should play it then if you haven't heard it.
You sure it's country? You sure that's not today's rap song? You sure that's country?
Yes, it is country. It is.
Hoochie Coochie. All right.
I knew you were saying hoochie coochie. Y'all like that one, don't you?
Ain't that what you said?
I always want to know what it is, but they don't want to tell me.
Oh,
they always tell me to ask your mom about it. They don't want to tell me what it is.
Oh, Lord. Oh, wow.
I do. Unless maybe you can play it. Can you play it on time tonight, or do you want to play it on what Wednesday for my mom? Because I can't be on the show yet. For 2 years.
Did you do anything else?
Yeah, you guys are fun. Can you play the song for... huh?
Did you do anything else this weekend?
No, just mostly that. With my fiance and... Yeah, I missed the crew yesterday. I knew I was going to make you guys laugh about that one. How about you play that and then maybe you probably won't think it's funny. You still might.
Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. We gotta do the entertainment news.
Okay.
We gotta do entertainment news. Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Oh, you got entertainment news. You got entertainment news for tonight. There, unbelievable. Hello.
Yes, we do.
Okay, what we got for tonight?
Okay, so for tonight we got some Kanye West, some Wakanda news. Yes, some Tamar Braxton, some Heather Locklear, and some Cardi B.
Okay.
So get ready.
So
yeah.
Okay. Start at the top. What we got? What Kanye do now? Who he don't make mad?
Are we going right on into it? We ain't going to take no breather. All right. Kanye West. So y'all know Kanye West is married, right? So Kanye West feared that Kim K was going to divorce him after the slavery comment. Kim K was ready to pull the plug on her marriage after the slavery remarks. According to TMZ Live, turns out the biggest backlash Kanye faced after that was his home. He was going around asking everybody in her family, was she about to leave him? Kanye rephrased his statement about slavery and refused to say that he would say that, but he was more or less saying shackles. People are acting like their shackles and chains was a choice. That's why I went from slave to 400 years to mental prison to this and that. If you look at the clip, you see the way my mind works. Okay, it's definitely not worth another look. So with her comment, she was ready to hit the heels, which comes her help, and her help was not Kanye's phrase.
Wait.
So
you're saying she was ready to hit the heels and that his comment wasn't the reason why?
Oh, no, that reason was the reason why. She was about to dip on out because that was the reason why. White girl said, I'm about to leave this black guy for the slavery comment. Okay. Okay.
Well, all I can say, Kanye, bruh, screw all the other stuff on the side. What's going on with you right now? Bruh, I'm talking to you straight up right here. Bruh, on that marriage thing right there? Jump ship. Get out of there, bruh. Go on, just suck it up. Take the heat now. Take the heartbreak now. If she gonna let that be the reason why y'all break up, don't get me wrong. What you said was harsh, bruh. I can see her saying, not giving you none for a week. You dig? I can see her saying, you can't come home for 2 days. You dig? I'm going on vacation for 30 days, and I'm not coming back. So that shit dies down. But for her to say, I'm finna divorce you, that's some old disposal type shit. That's just too easy to throw in the towel for me. I'm bound to say some dumb shit. And you just gonna throw in the towel? Because I said some dumb, that was the dumbest out of all the shit I did. You gonna throw it in after that? For real.
I mean, can you get any dumber than that, though? I mean...
Jump ship.
They both got a brand to, you know, uphold. But that was, where else can you go after that? Come on, bro. Where else can you go after that? That was pretty, man, out there. Like, ooh, like.
And think about it. Is she going to take the kids? Is she going to take the kids? So now, because of some shit I said, you're going to divorce me and take my kids over some shit I said?
I mean...
Not some actions that I did. Actually put physical harm on somebody or press somebody to do physical harm to somebody. I said an outlandish statement that to some people would say it was misunderstood. You want to divorce me? You're going to divorce me. For real. Take my key to the front door. That's what you're saying. Jump chip. Sometimes you just gotta do what you gotta do. My bad.
I mean, that is something that, you know, people need to explore. I mean, can words like that lead to a divorce? Does action always has to say a divorce? You know, does action is the reason why you divorce, or can words, you know, hurt as well as action? So on that, I mean, to me, it's the mental state, where the mental mind is, what's the motives, what's the intentions. However, that's Kanye. So everything that come out of Kanye's mouth seems crazy to me. She knew what she was marrying. I'm just saying. Everything that come out of his mouth is crazy to me.
If that's good enough to justify, then Ivana can just walk up out the White House right now and just take care of that.
Absolutely.
Ivana can just walk out and be like, oh, did you see what he tweeted last week? Oh, no, I'm out. Did you see what he put on Facebook? Oh, I'm out. Come on, man. That's not no good enough reason to me.
No, it's not.
And you know what? I might divorce you because you try to use that bullshit to divorce me. And I'm going to say that in court. Come on, man. Can you believe that shit?
Hey, people divorce over little or something that, honey. People divorce over literal stuff than that, honey.
Oh, shit.
I'm just saying.
Like,
okay,
what
do you want me to move on? What?
Yeah, not yet. Just go ahead and move on, because, you know, we'll be on this Kanye West till it turns south. I thought that was a joke, but wasn't. It was not funny. Just moving along. Anyway, awkward. What else we got?
Who you want?
Look, they ain't mad at Kanye no more. They mad at me now.
Right, we got Wakanda, Tamar, Heather, or Cardi B. Who you want next? Who you want next?
Well, you know, I'm a big Wakanda fan. You know what I mean? I seen a lady today. I knew she was from Wakanda. I'm just saying, my goodness. So, let's see with the Wakanda. What's going on in Wakanda?
In Wakanda land? Okay, Wakanda forever. So, Wakanda heads to Washington. The Smithsonian... Y'all don't know what that is. It's a place where they have a lot of artifacts from different props from different movies and different things will be added to the collection. The Smithsonian is making sure that Wakanda forever stays that way for a very long time. The National Museum of African American History and Culture has added several objects from the record-breaking film Black Panther to its collection. Items include the vibranium suit Chadwick Boseman wore, an autographed full shooting script of the movie, 2 pages of an early script, and 24 behind-the-scenes photos from the production. Black Panther illustrates the progression of Black films. An industry that is passed and overlooked by many Blacks and regulated them to flat, one-dimensional, and marginalized figures. A statement from the Smithsonian said the film, like the museum, provides a fuller story of Black culture and identity. Wakanda forever will be. So nice.
Right.
Wakanda forever.
Okay. I'm glad you pointed out what the Smithsonian was, because, yeah, I knew the girl with the name Smithsonian way out in the suburbs. She was a freak. It is what it is. And I was confused. Yeah, what's she doing?
Oh my goodness. All right, so Tamar Braxton and estranged husband Vince Herbert list the Calabasas mansion for $14 million. And the report says
Hold on. Back that up again. Back that thing up. Drop it like a dime. Say that one more time.
All right. Tamar Braxton and estranged husband Vince Herbert list Calabasas mansion for $14 million. The pair has listed the property for four. Well, it was $15 million. They dropped it down because no one has failed to buy it to $14 million. It's a 7-bedroom, 9-bathroom, 15,000 square feet. It's located in an exclusive gated community. Features a 2-story entry, grand living room, recording studio, large family room. Opens into a gourmet chef's kitchen, custom pool, 15-car garage, game room, gym, wine cellar, barbershop, glam room, and media center. They purchased a home for $10.5 million back in 2013. They will put it on the market. They put it on the market in October for $15 million, but decided to take it off and after finding no buyers earlier this year. Once again, you know, Tamar filed for divorce, and their Calabasas mansion is on the show, Tamar Braxton.
See, that's what I was going to say right there. See, I'm going to tell you right now. They don't brought it down to $1 million. Like, that's really going to help. If they can't pay for $15 million, they're not going to pay $14 million. Let's keep it 100. If you got millions like that, that $1 million ain't going to count. Ain't nobody going to buy their house. They're going to have to bring that house down to like $5 million. Why? Because everybody don't see the inside of the house. I don't want everybody to know what the inside of my house looks like. Hey, you want to see the inside of that house? Look what the inside of the neighbor's house look like. Oh, watch the Braxton. And you can see the whole inside of their house. You then you want to rob the house, watch the Braxton. I can case out your whole entire house. I see your kitchen, your this, your this, your that. Let's keep it 100. Some of the people in the suburbs, they don't need a barber shop inside their house. Let's keep it 100. They might need a stylist, a salon, but they don't need no barber shop inside their house. Huh.
Got the church finger up. That barbershop will probably get more use out of. Okay, let me just keep going.
Why? Like I said, most families
this is
in the
not
suburbs
wet Wednesday.
Buy no house. Oh, look, there she go. Look, oh my goodness. This, what else we got? Look. What else we got? Oh, Lord. We're not going to judge it. You know what? I think you're right. Should we take a break?
We just got two more. Go ahead.
You sure? Are we going to make it?
Heather Locklear.
Sure?
Yes, we're going to make it. I brought it in. I put it in. I drew it back in. I'm just saying. I put it back in the lock until Wednesday. Because it's coming out on Wednesday. We're going to revisit that barbershop. Okay. Heather Locklear arrested for attacking cop and EMT. Heather is this, y'all. Miss Heather Locklear, I'm saying, you know, she's out of jail. And sources say that she has voluntarily checked herself in treatment of alcohol abuse as well as mental health issues. Heather posted bail and released at 9:10. She has been fighting everybody, just fighting everybody. She was intoxicated. A family member called. She was agitated, punched the deputy who was trying to separate her from a family member. Paramedics arrived while putting her on the gurney. She kicked an EMT. She was held on a $20,000 bond. Bail bond. Locklear has, like I said, she's been on a psychiatric hold. For allegedly trying to choke her mom and attacking her dad.
That don't sound like the superstar actress Heather Locklear. That sound like the backyard brawler Heather from Long Lake. I mean, damn. Took the M. She tried to go after my dad. Shit, her name should be Heather Long Lock Pitbull or something. Oh, wow.
From the trailer park on the trailer parkness. She's showing her trailer parkness.
Eminem auntie. Right. Her Eminem to make a movie. She'd be the auntie.
She may be having a flashback of where she came from. Oh, what? I thought we got out. I thought I made some money. No? Okay, the trace is still there? Oh, okay. Go ahead, Trailer Parker.
Right.
Locklear, Trailer
right.
Parker.
Probably. She probably snapped out all that money gone. You dig? If it wasn't gone, it's gone now. Somebody gonna sue the hell out of her ass. DMT's talking about, she kicked me. It twisted my wrist.
Ow.
fractured my
I'm
emotions.
I'm in pain. I can't work again.
Right. I'm not fractured the emotions.
I can't move my ribs. No, I swear I had feeling in it last time.
Well, what else we got, man?
Okay.
What else we got?
Last one. Cardi B said secretly married last year. Cardi B just opened up about the wedding, saying there are so many moments that I share with the world, and then there are moments that I will keep to myself. Getting married was one of those moments. Our relationship was so new, breaking up and making up, and we had a lot of growing up to do, but we was in love, so we didn't want to lose each other. She continues, I said, I do, with no dress, no makeup on, no ring. I appreciate and love my husband so much for still wanting for me to have that special moment that every girl dreams of, when he got down on his knee and put a ring on my finger, and we did that for me. Cardi B and Offset are already married, and documents show they actually tied the knot months ago, which explains why he's now calling her his wife in public. We did some digging and found out they got a marriage certificate in Fulton County, Georgia, on September 20th, 2017. For you single folks, the marriage certificate is filed with the court after a couple does the deed as proof the marriage really happened. Last night on the BET Awards, Offset gave a shout-out to his wife. The secret marriage puts a new perspective on their big public engagement. You recall Offset got down on one knee back in October during the performance in Philly. Turns out Offset and Cardi are true showbiz couple, because that was all for the show. Now we know that they were already husband and wife for 1 month at that point. Oh, secret marriages. Oh.
That's what's up. I mean, I'm still a big fan, but damn, y'all should not lie. I'm not lying. Real good, real good. Y'all lying?
It's not a lie.
I'm just saying.
It's not a lie. It's just keeping your business to yourself. It's not a lie. I mean, I would do something like
that's
that. I would secretly get married without telling nobody. No, that's keeping your business to yourself. I would secretly get married and be like, yes, people wouldn't probably find out I was married about a year or two later. That's how that's how secret you got to keep it. Like, sorry. They were like,
right.
Are you married? Like, yeah, for about 2 years. They were like, well, where did that marriage go? By itself.
Right. What?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, congratulations, y'all. Y'all did it right.
Let's take our breather. With Cardi B, best life.
You see the whip pulling up, it's like screw. Dream pulling up, I'm like screw. I'm living my best life. It's my birthday, at least that's what I'm dressed like.
I'm like Big Pop mixed with Tupac. I'm like Machiavelli, Nita, Little Caesar pizza. I be hot and ready, nigga. You a pussy and a rat. You like Tom and Jerry, nigga. You ain't ballin', you just talking. That's that commentary. I was in the field, man. I slayed for this. Had to talk to God, drop down and pray for this. To my surprise, he replied, say you made for this. I seen the car, wanted, then I went and paid for it. Cash, cash, hit the take, yeah. I hit the race, hit the dash, dash. That's when they came for me on Twitter with the backlash. Cardi B is so problematic, it's the hashtag. I can't believe they wanna see me lose that bad. They talking junk and they stink these hoes mad trash. I'm giggling, can let the devil have the last laugh. Ain't no more beefing, I'm just keeping to myself. I'm my own competition, I'm competing with myself.
I told y'all, I'm living my best life. I told y'all, I'm living my best life. I made a couple M's with my best friends. Turned all my L's into lessons. You see the whip pulling up, it's like skirt. Dreams pulling up, it's like skirt. I'm living my best life. It's my birthday, at least that's what I'm dressed like.
You don't like money, I can see it in your eye. You don't like winning, I can see it in your tie. Better be careful with these women when you trickin', sendin' flies. She count money in her sleep and she don't never spend a night. But she trappin' and she had to make it happen for her life. Don't be mad because she havin' shit, you had it your whole life. We had baggage on our flights, we had badges on our asses. You got passes in your life, you had gadgets on your bike. Got work magic, got work magic, got work magic in my life. And that guala like Ayala, cause that bag just fixed my life. And y'all know good and damn well I don't want no champagne. But can we please get some more champagne?
Please no Andre G like Von Che. Reach like Ron James. Pep talk from Yonsei. Remember my hands had ash like Pompeii. Now they hold cash, won't peak like Dante. I told y'all
I'm living my best life.
I told y'all
I said I'm living my best life. I made a couple L's with my best friends. Turned all my L's into lessons. You see the whip pulling up, it's like skirt. Dreams pulling up, it's like skirt. I'm living my best life. It's my birthday, at least that's what I'm dressed like.
I said I never had a problem showing y'all the real me. Hair when it's fucked up, crib when it's filthy. Way before the deal me, strip to pay the bills me. Before I fix my teeth, man, those comments used to kill me. But never did I change, never been ashamed. Never did I switch, stories stay the same. I did this on my own, I made this a lane. Y'all gotta bear with me, I've been through some things. Went for small, less apartments to walking red carpets. Pissy yellow bedders, now every dress is tailored. This some real life fairy tale, been the relish shit. I got further than them hoes said I will ever get. And that only goes to show that only God knows. I took pictures with Beyonce, I'm in mama nose. I'm the rose that came from the concrete and the rose. I'm like gold, man, I'm toast and I'm floating, hey.
I told y'all, I'm living my best life.
I told y'all,
I said I'm living my best life. I made a couple M's with my best friends. Turned all my L's into lessons. You see the whip pulling up, it's like skirt. Dreams pulling up, it's like skirt. I'm living my best life. It's my birthday, at least I wear them dressed like skirt, skirt. Going down right now, skirt, skirt. Jamie Foxx in your town like skirt, skirt. Money piling up and all the blasts coming down.
Yeah, Monstrous Radio.
I told y'all. Let me go ahead and quit and keep it moving. Up next, we got Flip De Niro. This is called Leave Me Alone. New music for some of y'all. Just music you ain't never heard before. Check it out. Something new, Flip De Niro. Let us know if we should keep it or trash it. MonstrousRadio@gmail.com.
Yeah, I miss you, but I got no time for that. How could you wish you never play me? Had no time for that, damn. Play me, you my lady, got no time for that. How could you move it like you crazy? I ain't call you back, damn. Leave me alone. But I got no time for that. You was my little lady, drive me crazy. I was fine with that, damn. How you just gon' play me? I ain't fine with that. Thinking about you daily, smoking crazy while I'm off the tech, damn. Flexing, oh, we was flexing. Always I told you that you be a star. Go send our checklist, damn. Question, oh, check your message. Knew that I come for the beef from the start. Oh, she was texting, damn. Demon, she called. Top of my car, ayy. I cannot love her, no bitch. She fucking the click, man. She playing her part, yeah. Damn, ayy. Life is a bitch. Knew all that shit from the start, ayy. Asking myself, I walk up on that bitch, and she leave all that shit in the dark, like, damn. Leave me alone. Sipping purple till I'm lazy like a throwback. I ain't seen how you ain't know that. Hit my bop like I'm Lil Kodak. On the block where it ain't good at. I can't sweat you, I'm like who that? I can't sweat you, I don't do that. Nah, nah. Hey, tell you the truth, I ain't want you to depart. Hey, I wanted you but I can't fuck with you. Cause you different, you can't play your part. No, damn, hey, tell you the truth, I wanted you from the start. Hey, I cannot fuck on no bitch. I can't love on no bitch, that's not playing a part. Like, damn, leave me alone. Drunk as fuck,
Hey, I can't lie. Woo, I got a special feeling for that song. It is what it is. When it's monstrous, it's monstrous. Like I said, let us know. If you would want us to keep it or if you want us to get rid of it, let us know at monsterusradio@gmail.com. Let's flip the narrow, and that's called Leave Me Alone. All right, we're getting close to the end of the show. So what else do we got before we get up out of here tonight?
You was going to give them some business information that would help them out any way possible. Do you remember?
Okay.
Do you recall? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Yeah.
I was going to give out some...
No. Yeah.
I said it tonight at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Don't recall.
Maybe not.
Business tips. Okay. Give me a scenario, and I can bring some tips out of it. Give me a scenario.
Okay. What about... Oh, dang it. I forgot. We talked about it earlier. I think I read some... You know what? I can't remember. I can't even give you a scenario right now. My bad, y'all. Live radio. It's unbelievable. Got a brain fart. Y'all, that's the first time for everything. Yeah, it is. All right, well,
okay.
I'm moving on. I can't remember. Sorry, y'all.
All right. Let's see. Let's see, what else do we got going on coming up? Let's see. I guess I could tell people start staying tuned for the big trip coming up for Senna. You dig? It's going on tour overseas, hitting quite a few cities. You dig? We'll be hitting London. We'll be hitting Paris and a couple other spots over there. So stay tuned for that. There's going to be a big carnival that's going on, and Senna's going to be on one of the floats. So there's going to be a lot of things going on. I'll be going live from over there. It's unbelievable. Most likely handling everything over here on the U.S. end to make sure you guys get everything efficiently. So, you know, there's something big that's coming up. You know, I know I sound real calm right now because I don't want to get too excited. You dig? I had a heart attack just trying to get over there. So, yeah, we're going to take it. We're going to do it big. I'm going to be hitting a lot of spots, talk to a lot of DJs. I'm going to be around a lot of big artists. I don't want to announce the artist just yet. I want you guys to stay tuned, and I'll start talking about who's going to be on this tour with Senna coming up. We're online under Senna, SINASRC. You dig? Just think of Street Ruckus Entertainment, SRE. I know I just said SRC, my bad, SRE. So that's SINASRE. All right, what was you going to say?
I was just giving some, I was a cheerleader doing a woohoo! Yeah! You know, that, yeah.
All right, stay tuned for that. We got some other things going on with Jazzy. I wish she was calling in a little frequent so she could tell us all where to go vote. I believe you can find it inside the Monstar page. She's up for an award, a fashion model thing, so help us bring it home. Here at Monsters Radio, make sure you get in there and vote for her. Even if she just becomes a runner-up in the top five or something like that, we can live with that. You dig? But we want that number one. So hopefully we can get some more information on that for you guys. She's also an ambassador now for that Ooh Wee liquor that the guy came in and talked to us about on a Takeover Tuesday. So who knows what can happen? You just got to stay tuned to Monsters Radio. You can connect with somebody big. Ooh Wee, we just saying. So, any last words before we get up out of here?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay, cool. Cause this lady
have a good night,
all
y'all.
In my ear. You got 10 seconds. Yeah.
Oh, is she sounding sexy, though? She's sounding sexy.
No, she is on my damn. No,
making
no, she on my
no.
nerves. She on
you
my
ain't
nerves.
Getting, it ain't making
no.
you hot and heavy. No.
No.
Dang
no.
it. Stay with us tomorrow, Takeover Tuesday, where y'all could call in and take over the show for free. Po Ting Ting, I'm sorry. But I got to be cool because he going to call the HR department on me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, y'all have a good night.
All Yeah, tune in tomorrow and see if her ass is still here. I'm just saying, y'all have a good night now. You hear?